Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks. This guy just happened to find out that he's got a 20-year-old son. Anonymous, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. My first question is, do you have any other children?
I do. I have a son that is 18, and I have two stepchildren, a 6-year-old daughter and a 11-year-old.
Okay. Got some bonus kids.
So how did you find out that you have a son that's 20?
Monday, a girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, "No, I'm not calling you. What's up?" She's like, "I got something to tell you." I said, "Well, just tell me." She said, "You want me to tell you over the messenger?" I said, "Yeah, what? I mean, just tell me." She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago and only did it one time. He did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my family in Texas had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it.
I'd blame them,
wow.
Not you.
I joked about that, but I didn't know if that would really be the case, how you found out. Because I get those emails on.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Oh, man. How long does it take for those to come back?
I'll go in Friday, and they said it could take up to 7 days before we find out the results.
Goodness.
You know you're going to have to call us back, right? Like, we got to
do it. Yeah.
let's ask this question. Have you told your wife?
I have. She knows. She's actually listening in at her job.
Hey, wife.
But she, I guess, like me, our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. I don't know what to think. I don't know whether it's bull crap. I had a stalker ex-girlfriend we thought at one point may have been doing this, just trying to ruin what we have. My wife is pregnant now.
Oh, God. Your stuff works like crazy.
We're starting over with the kids. I'm 44, so I'm really, really starting over. But then now my the new baby is due in May. So, you know, I'm starting over with a new kid and with an old new kid.
So when you say you don't remember her, was there like a drug history or like?
Well, no, there was. I was never like addicted to drugs or anything. I did sell a lot of drugs and we did do a lot of stupid stuff. We had big parties and
orgies,
stuff like that. But it does not recall in any way, shape, or form. I do remember sleeping with a married woman out of spite of her husband, just to kind of, you know, young and dumb, stupid stuff. But
what do you
I don't
mean?
Believe
you didn't
her.
Like her husband, so you slept with his wife?
Well, he would come around us, and he would always act like a douche, and he was just always that guy that, you know, tried to be big Billy Bad Butt. And just one thing led to another. I did it kind of out of spite, but the girl that I did that to looks nothing like the woman that's saying I have a kid now at all.
Wait, was that? How hard was that to do?
Doesn't look familiar at all.
How hard was that to do to get back at that guy? Like, she was on board with it. Like, yeah, I don't like him. Let's do it. Let's hook up.
Hmm.
So a lot of girls, when they come across a guy that sells drugs, I guess, and is in the drug game, it's kind of a, I know it's weird to say, but it's kind of a turn on for them, I guess. And they like that little lifestyle that they never had. So
bad.
she was
like bad boys.
You must have been selling coke.
So let me ask you this.
I was.
have you asked him to prove it to you with a, you know, DNA test or something like that? Just to
well, that's what he said he's going to get done. But
yeah,
the fact that takes a whole week is that seems incredibly long.
Really does. Have you seen any like resemblance with the kid and you? Have you seen a picture of him?
Well, yeah. My sister actually put a picture of Jim as a young kid and as my son as a young kid, side by side. There are some resemblance. And then there's a picture of him when he was maybe 7 or something. My sister found a picture of me when I was around the same age. And there's a big resemblance, man.
So the child reached out to you and not the mom?
No, so the mom's sister reached out to me.
Oh.
The mom didn't want to do it at first. But and then
like,
after
hey,
me,
he needs to know who his dad is, kind of
right. And that's pretty much what they're saying is that's all he wants to know is who his dad is.
See, this is why some people don't want to do these DNA tests because they're either in a situation to where they know they don't want to have anything to do with a certain part of the family, but they might pop up on somebody's radar, like, you know, what happened here.
That makes sense. Plus, you don't know where all those records really ultimately go.
And what an emotional roller coaster if he's not your son anyways, and you were dragged into it, and your wife, and oh my gosh.
That's what goes through my head the whole time is especially now that I've been talking to the kid, I'm finding out what he likes, what he doesn't like, because the way I see it is I never got to meet my father. He was put in prison before I was born and he died in prison.
Damn.
So I never met him and I've even spoke to my wife about it. I can't, if he turns out to be mine, I can't just go at whatever. You're grown. I don't want to have nothing to do.
Yeah, you just be the better man.
Oh, it'd be a lot easier now. My son's 20 and like, you know, it's just like a cool buddy type relationship. Like, what's up?
Right. And then, I mean, he's a big boy, so.
The way you explain things. Yeah. What's up?
Like, I mean, thank God it's not a minor kid now. You got to, like, fork over money for or take care of.
Or she's not. I mean, I don't guess she could back sue for child support.
Not after the age of 20 unless he's in college.
Yeah.
Right. So, because she didn't tell me until after he was 18, they cannot get me for back child support. Because at first, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, now I'm going to have to pay all this back child support.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know, but.
Let's start slinging that cane again.
But we found out that because they did not let me know until after he was an adult, they can't, in return, go back for back child support. So, to me, I don't see the reasoning for them to just be making it up.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
The world we live in, there's no telling.
Yeah,
you
got to be always kind of looking, you know, eyes in the back of your head. But at the same time, like, if there's no, even if there was a financial thing or whatever, like, you want to know if that's your kid down deep, like, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I would always want to do the right thing on it. Like I said, I have two stepchildren, and my daughter, she doesn't know her father. And
how many sex partners you figure you've had over your lifetime?
That's a good question. Because,
like, the fact, I mean, like, to think that you've, and I'm not shooting on you or me making fun, but the fact you had sex one time and likely had a child here, but you don't remember that encounter.
Or what, like, she looked like.
Are you in triple digits as far as doing women?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I thought they traded more, like, 99. You know, like back in the day, like, that was the currency. Like, I don't have any money, so, you know, like, I'll give her some drugs.
That had to be a thing, right? You get a little discount if you...
Well, see, the big thing was, is the way I was living back then, I knew I wouldn't be a good father. So whenever I did have sex, I would always use protection.
Yes.
And I know my wife said, you know, oh, well, that doesn't always work. And I get it, but... You know, I'm 44 and I have one biological son, you know, so I was always real, you know, protection based on it. I would not go and have sex with a woman without, you know, a condom, because wouldn't have been a good dad, man. I was in the throes and I was always looking over my shoulder for the cops and stuff like that. I've been in jail a lot at that point. So, you know, it was something I knew I didn't want. So I was always real cautious with it.
Yeah. So are you done having kids? Like, that's it, right? This last
week? Yes, sir. This is, yeah. When me and my wife found out, it was we had already talked about her having the procedure to where she wouldn't have kids anymore.
Hell yeah!
And then she texted me or called me and told me, hey, I think I'm pregnant. I was like, go get a test. It ain't nothing about it. She took one out and it came back positive. I said, go get another one. And it was a real shocker.
They starting to look at me weird at Dollar Tree, honey.
right. But then, you know, we found out we're going to have a little girl in May.
Aww,
and
that's sweet.
We're happy about it. You know, we're still kind of nervous. We're going to have to get a new house because, once again, we were planning on just having the family that we had. So we have a house for that family. And now we need a bigger house and stuff. So, I'm completely done.
Yeah, that's I mean, you got a good outlook about it, and you're not, you know, it's that's kind of I'm trying to think, like, if I found that out now, like, it's best with me that I only have one kid. But I can't, people that I know that have 2, 3, 4 kids, I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how
it's
do
a lot of work.
You not even that, but the separation of love.
For all the children, and make sure that
you know, Coach Prime ranks his kids, so, you know, people have a favorite kid.
That's why Foreman named all his George, because he could always say his favorite was George. He said that, but he said that on this show. He named them all the same, so he could say his favorite kid was George. Well, Anonymous, congratulations. Look at it this way. You're going to get an extra gift on Father's Day this year. Celebrate the small victories.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook argument, screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. As always, anonymously, of course.
Anonymously.
Appreciate you selling that, Hogan, by the way.
To the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid. Woo!
This is Facebook fussing. This is lengthy.
Really is.
Mm.
It's good, big, it's long.
So, let's get into it, shall we? And we shall.
We shall.
Scene number one. Playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. Playing the role of Hawaii Leonard will be Mattman. Playing the role of Fat Finley will be Fat Boy.
Lord.
And playing the role of Luke Mallwalker will also be Mattman.
No typecasting.
And action.
Fat Finley leaves a 3-star review for the CV blank on Blank Bridge Road. And it somehow got into it. He algorithm and feeds. With the 3-star review, Fat Finley said this.
I would give you 0 stars if I could, but I wouldn't get my discount, probably. And also, you would probably stick my pills up under your hind end. Drive-through took 25 minutes. I turned truck off to save gas, and I almost froze my marbles off. Also, this location never has strawberry Gatorade.
Mm. Aloha, Fat Finley.
Oh, hey, Hawaii Leonard.
Well, I can see I'm not missing anything in Blankville. That location sucked coconuts when we were there.
Hmm.
I'm 88 years old.
What TF?
Oh, we got a live one here. You interrupted me. I was going to say more.
Listen, Luke Mallwalker. No one interrupted you. This doesn't work that way.
LOL. What's wrong with this old ding-dong?
Did you mean ding-dong?
I did. Ah, what's a ding-dong? Grr. My great niece works there, and I will tell you they serve many people for their prescriptions. That small radius of a town, these kids there, they work very hard, and they try to keep up. Keep that in mind, eh? God bless you.
Yeah, okay, bot.
This stupid bot.
Luke Mallwalker, you're a bot hired by CV Blank to fight bad reviews.
Stupid dumb bothole. I'm not, and you know what, Fat Finley and Hawaii Leonard? Most people 88 years old wouldn't know what a bot is, and I am not that. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents. God bless you.
I didn't ask, old man. Stay the hell off my review. Or I'll catch up there and, or I'll call up there, excuse me, whatever, and get your damned nice fired.
LOL, you meant niece, not nice, because I bet she's not nice, LOL.
Shut the hell up, Hawaii Leonard.
Well, that wouldn't be a very nice thing to do, nor would I advise that.
Oh, really? Just what the hell are you going to do about it? You're 88.
You old fart.
Luke Mallwalker posts a picture of himself wearing a Vietnam veteran hat alongside another picture of him back from the 1960s.
Apologies to you, Mr. Luke Mallwalker. Thank you for your service.
Oh, shut up, Hawaii. You don't know this old man.
Hey, blink my ass, dude. My dad was a Marine.
That doesn't give him the right to get on my review and critique my review. Besides, Luke, you're 88. What the hell are you going to do about it?
Luke Mallwalker posts a picture of a pistol laying on the table.
Dude, that's a threat. You basically just said you're going to shoot me.
No, that's not a gun. That's a lighter shaped like a gun.
Oh, so what's that mean? You're going to light my cigarette for me?
No, it means if you get my grandniece in trouble at work, I'll burn your blank damn house down.
And scene.
Jesus. Took a turn there, Luke.
Took a turn. Thank you for your service, Luke Mallwalker.
Thank you for your service. Please don't kill anybody.
My goodness.
Dumb butthole.
Hawaii Leonard, how are you?
Hello to everyone in the chat. And for those of you not in the chat, you'll be able to watch this live video. Or it won't be live then, but you'll be able to see the video of this later.
It's going to have cool little, what do you call them?
Graphics.
Yeah.
Moving
yeah,
like things.
That. Subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles.
Mm-hmm. All the cool stuff.
All right. Scene number two, Facebook fussing on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Scene two, playing the role of trying to bang is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Fallujah is Matt Man. Playing the role of Butterball is Paige. And playing the role of Eric Von Kevin is Fat Boy. And action.
So-and-so post a selfie of her standing in front of a full-length mirror. She's wearing a flannel shirt, tied in a knot at the waist, complete with skimpy blue jeans, shorts, and Western cowboy boots. Oh, yeah, she's also wearing a cowboy hat that she is tipping toward the camera with the following caption.
I'm actually thankful for the people that said no to me. It's because of them that I learned to do it by my damn self.
Where'd the rest of your britches go?
Mama TF, is you doing?
You're thankful for the people that told you no, trying to bang? Did I read that damn right?
Yeppers.
Were you asking them to cut them Daisy Dukes up for you?
No, wait a damn minute. You better not be the new blue jeans I got you for Christmas.
Butterball, kiss my ass.
Well, hell, both of your chinks is hanging out, so I wouldn't be so hard to.
So they are the jeans I got you, huh? Trying to bang,
No, mama damn. They are not the jeans you got me for the holidays.
I didn't give them to you for the holidays. They was for Christmas. So let's get that straight right now. Thumbs up, Muji.
Yes, Christmas. But no, these ain't them.
Well, good then. Now go sew the legs off your blue jeans back on. You look like a you-know-what.
I know what she looks like.
Well, I don't know you, but you... But don't you go being mean to my daughter, or you can get stepping, buddy, LOL.
Trying to bang. I know you still live with your mom, but she's your Facebook protector, too. Dude, just stop, because you ain't getting this.
Yeah, dude, just stop. You're bare-assing yourself.
LOL.
Don't you LO me, you loser. You responded to me, bucko.
Mama, just stop responding, damn.
No, I want to hear what this dumb F's going to say to me back, huh?
Trying to bang your mom is funny as hell.
Look, this is crazy. I'm going to delete this post and report it because I really like the pic and, repost it. I ain't going to report myself. Hang on now.
Hang on now.
I really like the pic and the message, though. So, guys, I'm going to repost it, but please don't comment.
I know this doesn't count to me, girl. You talking to Butterball and this German bomber fellow. Not your mama.
No, you too, mama. Just like it. You ain't got to be commenting on top of them.
I'm just wondering, trying to bang, when you became a cowgirl with the hat and the boots and all, when was this decision made? Because I like it.
I go through phases. Doesn't everybody?
If by phases you mean rods, then yeah. You go through them.
Don't be sexualizing my daughter.
Mama!
No, you better not try that, trying to bang. I don't care if you're a cowgirl or if you're dating outside your race. But like I done told you before, we want to be treated like we're pieces of the meat.
Okay, so I'm hitting the delete button, okay?
This is out of control. I'm out of here. You're bad, though. Trying to bang. I give you that. Peach emoji. The bee fire emoji.
Now, I've done one to both of you. She's a woman. She's a strong woman. She does not need to sit here and watch grown men judge her body.
You're all Fallujah. I'm with Butterball. I apologize, I guess. You should be proud. Your daughter is a BB.
WTF is a BB. Some gross, cruel slang word to further sexualize my daughter?
Not at all. BB stands for Butterball Booty. It means really, really hot, and she's got some fat riddies, too.
You about to watch your damn mouth on here. We done now. You dead.
Oh, you can't even see my front, but thank you, though. You sweet.
Oh, look, I'm sorry for the typo. I hit the R instead of the T when I said fat, you know.
Yeah, we get it. Dude, stop. Besides that, how damn old are you anyway?
72 years young.
And you on here commenting on a damn 25-year-old's Facebook page? Like, are you for real?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, all I know is that if she's a butter booty or whatever you said, then she get it from her damn mama.
Insane. Butter booty.
I turned that woman into a Jamaican there at the end.
I mean, look, mine wasn't even German at all.
Drifted. Oh, was it supposed to be? I thought you were supposed to be Sean Connery.
I was. That's what it.
When it sounded good, though.
When I was,
it sounded like kinda... you sounded like Sean Connery on SNL's Trebek.
Yeah.
When I was practicing last night, that's what it kind of turned into.
It was good.
I love it. You didn't break.
Butterball booty.
You didn't break character.
You're
the
Butterball booty. That's how it started. I'm like, it's kind of.
Did you Butterball booty? Certainly to Eric Von Kevin.
It was kind of like a sexy accent in the beginning, and then it went south.
I turned into Miss Cleo there at the end.
Hey,
my dad, mama. I see it in the cards.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
what you just heard was real.
Did Eric Von Kevin ever wrestle Griff Kenny Jr.? What a great question.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to look that up. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments, many of them sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. As always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition. A Facebook fuss in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you want that pressure, because you've talked to the people.
Let's go with Doug.
Doug. Oh, man. You know what movie I think of? What is the movie? Blank you, Doug.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Blank you, Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. First one. I should ask people this. Being the first one to call in on the All Advice Show, you feel nervous a little bit, or are you like, I don't give a crap. I just want some advice.
I mean, I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm a little bit nervous just being on the call, but I mean,
so many people are listening to you. Right,
you should be nervous about the set of bowling balls he's probably smuggling in his drawers.
That's true. Did you just wake up, or you have huge test?
You're just happy to see him.
Yeah.
No. That this is a me all day.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Doug.
Well, what's going on? Where you need some advice? That's not like 3 seconds.
I mean, honestly, I never thought I'd be in this position, but I'm having to rebuild my entire savings. And what's scary, too, about that is that my savings is like a backup in case, God forbid, I lose my job. And now I don't even have that security anymore.
Okay. Hell no. Or you got to buy eggs. One or the
I'm
other.
Afraid to ask. Did you get divorced?
No. Nothing like that. Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I've been... Here's the thing.
All right, no
I've
more pretty... jokes then. You serious as hell right now. What happened? I thought right. We were just being kind of frolicking, but now he's...
Big situation?
Ooh, bad. All right, what happened?
Well, all right. So here's how it starts. I've been pretty heavy into cryptos, all right, ever since I can remember. It's been about 4 or 5 years at least. Yeah. And I've been around long enough to get, you know, to the point where you make a little bit of money. Nothing really where I can quit my job or anything, but, you know, right. Some decent returns.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky. And that's pretty much what that whole space is just getting lucky. I mean, you can track that stuff, but when crypto is hot, you got to get in and get out real quick.
Yeah. There's no trends with that like there is the stock market. It's like seasonal trends and stuff. You cannot look past that. Plus, it's going 24/7 while the stock market closes, you know.
It's so wild.
Exactly.
It is so wild.
Volatile, they say.
Very volatile. I mean, I told you yesterday, I lost thousands over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Now, I haven't
lost. Which make me want to get out.
I haven't lost anything till I sell. But right. On paper, I lost thousands this weekend. And that's,
you just got to hold steady and see if the market bounces back.
Oh, there's no excitability about it at that point.
Yeah, but is there any with your 401k?
Well, I would not look to invest in that.
People
either.
That go looking at their 401k all the time and getting all pissed, I'm like, well, don't even look at it yet. Don't even look at it. Now, how much money are we talking about here? Because savings means something different to some people. You said that's your... If I lose my job, this is the fun. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the crypto is not the only thing, though. Like, and this is dumb. I've let a few people borrow some money from me over the years, and I just never really got it back.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I got a little here, a little bit there, but it's not like, you know, I was promised. I'm talking like, you know, $2,000 here, another grand there.
Yeah.
And I've gotten nowhere near that amount back. And I've asked, but I mean, like, what are you going to do? You just keep asking for it back? I mean, at some point, I got to ask myself if the friendship is more important.
Or friends? Or
mostly friends. Mostly friends. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of money, but is it enough money to end a friendship over? Like, so that's the other part of it.
We're talking about like a couple grand. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
The people, like the friends that borrowed the money, when you ask for it back, they're like, well, sorry, I don't have it? Or are they just like not acknowledging you?
Oh, no, they'll definitely acknowledge. You know, they know that they owe me money, but, you know, times are kind of tough all around, you know. Things are going up, people paying more money for stuff. And
at least they acknowledge that they owe you the money. I have people that owe me money.
The excuse that I get is like, oh, yeah, I'll pay you back later, you know.
Right, yeah.
So what kind of dwindle are we talking about here?
Okay, good. I'm glad you broke the ice. Like, you want to put a number on this to kind of help everybody understand, or you'd rather not in case? Because you did say your name. I will tell you that. I don't know if that's your real name or not.
I will say that it, you know, this has been going on for a few years now. I lost maybe over $5,000. I would say that my savings was 20K, and now it's kind of dwindled down to about $1,500.
Oh, wow.
That's a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, here's
the thing.
Can I
ask how old you are?
I am in my early 40s.
Me too.
And I just need to know, you know, how do I rebuild my savings? I mean, what do you guys think?
You called the wrong damn show.
Oh my gosh, don't ask me.
Hey, we were told, Fatboy and I were told back during COVID to quit talking about crypto so much, because we were talking about it to the point where it sounded like we were giving advice, and we were not, because we were blind as a bat with it too.
They were like, you know, thinking we were skewing towards advising,
like,
people.
We were trying to like hype up stuff. Like, no, I wish we had thought to
swing the market your way.
Yeah,
I mean, you seem like you're, look, I know your savings are dwindled, but you kind of seem like you're somewhat of a money man. Like, I wouldn't go to a 401k and put money into that.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to, you know, get into some better investments that have a bigger return.
I mean,
some CDs, but you gotta have something to boost it. Like, I don't know if you got anything you can liquidate to, like, put a big chunk in there with.
I don't know what the secret is. I know somebody who does day trade, and he's very successful, but I don't know.
I'm in my early 40s. I feel like I should have way more saved up by now, and I don't ever know if I'll be able to comfortably rebuild it.
You know, you do that thing, the online calculator that tells you, like, how much you need to have a month when you're older to retire. And those numbers are so silly.
It's always grim.
It's so grim, man.
Because anything can happen to someone. You say, what if you lost that because you had to repair something or you had car? It just happens. So you need to move forward and think of better investments instead of going on a whim.
But when you say that, though, like, if he said, well, tell me the better investments. I mean, yeah.
You know, maybe
you can't go wrong with the NASDAQ 500.
Yeah, or, you know, get into some kind of business that...
I made a butthole of money last year on Meta. No kidding, on Facebook stock. I mean, like, nuts. But I lost money on Coca-Cola, which never loses. So it's...
I did my part, buddy.
You're going to do one. One's going to be up, one's going to be down. But you got to spread it all around.
Like, what's your attitude towards savings? Is it something that you think you might rely on to retire? Or are you just going to be, like, always working? Because if you got
It's definitely important to me. Like, I definitely want to get to a point where I can retire. Okay. You know, I don't want to work for the rest of my life.
But do you have a number in mind that you need to have to sit comfortable when you retire?
That 20K does. Was looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, 20K for your life savings? I mean, I'm not saying that with any kind of, oh, God, you don't have any money. But, like, I'm talking about retirement, like, 20 grand. I mean, ooh.
Like, that's the attitude towards it. Like, you, like, look, well, he said he's looking to retire one day. Like, I wouldn't see it that way personally. I would always want to work or try to work if I could.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see it as like a nice little buffer, but nothing you'd have to live off of.
You got kids? Did you say if you're married or have kids or anything? Or should I not ask?
I am married.
Okay.
No. It's all right. Yeah, I'm married, but my wife doesn't really handle the money, you know, and she doesn't really know anything about this.
That's where the real advice is.
She doesn't
needed.
Know. Oh my gosh.
Like, do I tell my wife?
Of course,
she doesn't
handle
any of the money.
Oh, Doug. Mm. I don't know, man. It's like, if she don't know.
Is it her? I mean, well, are you in a relationship where it's both your money? Like, are y'all shared in that way?
Joint bank account?
No, we try to keep our money kind of separate. We pool a little bit, but we try to be responsible for our own money, which, you know, ironically.
That's
I think
wise.
It should be that way till the 10-year wedding anniversary.
No.
Combine after that.
You know it's probably going to really work.
You might want to let sleeping dogs lie on this one, Doug.
But she may be better. She may give you some advice. She may be better with funds and, you know.
She is actually kind of good with money.
Yeah,
so
I was the best one in my house. My husband would.
My mom paid all the bills.
What don't you understand about when you have bills to pay, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you completely out of cryptos? Do you have anything left or?
I got a little bit left over. I got a few cryptos that I'm looking at, and one or two of them that I'm looking at right now.
But, there's no new ones on the horizon that are good, though, right?
Cryptos.
I mean, there's not.
The whole thing is just getting in and getting out real fast, you know?
It's hard to walk away from.
It is. Yeah. Remember that one day in here during COVID where I showed you my number, and you're like,
Boy, don't get too greedy. Don't get too greedy. And what happened? Man, I got too greedy.
The bottom fell out. It happens.
It literally went down 40% in one day. That's probably the same heat you felt that day. I'm not even. I was about to look at it now, and I was like,
"Now what you do? You didn't even have the Hawk Tua coin."
To me,
either.
It sounds like you're playing the lottery with that kind of stuff. Like you're.
Wowee! Oh man, God, dog.
That's the thing that it hooks you to where you don't want to completely get out of it.
Where it could be your lucky day or it's not your lucky day, but it doesn't seem like that's a real plan for your future.
Yikes.
Doug, if you can get through it without telling your wife, like on your conscience, and I wouldn't say anything, but I mean, that's on you.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.